Before we get back to your calls and questions, we take a trip down to Sin City. We welcome in our good buddy Todd Furman. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. I can't believe that a week from now at this time, we'll have the first Saturday of college football already in the books.
Yeah, we'll be looking. Back at that. I've been
Look at that. My left nipple got hard.
You
see
got
that?
A little,
feel that?
You got a little
touch
out of control
it.
There.
Touch it right now.
No, I'm not touching you.
Come on,
stop.
It's
put
okay.
That, no,
we're stop
friends.
Harassing Nate.
No, God. Oh, that was
fantastic.
Oh, that's a visual I'm never going to get out of my head.
Yeah, so Todd, we get excited about the third. Quiet! We get excited about the third preseason games and all the festivities and obviously a couple of big injuries. But anything in Vegas terms that came out of this that we need to keep our eye on?
I think when you look at a lot of these teams, you don't want to take too much away from the preseason and go, oh, this team's going to be great, this team's going to be terrible as a result. What we did see is that the Jets are going to be terrible, though. I'm surely convinced of that. You look at their quarterback play with Sanchez getting hurt, and when you start to look to the likes of Trent Edwards to bail you out, not exactly the direction you want to go in. So from a fantasy perspective, would stay away from almost anybody on that roster. I think the one thing that really surprised me through week 3 was how good that Bears offense looked in the first half against the Raiders. And
Bears.
It pains me to say that, Harmon, because even if you're a Chicago guy, I'm not a Bears fan in the least.
You're a terrible human being.
Hey, Todd, all right, so we'll ask you this, and this is something that we'll do each and every week on the Fantasy Freaks, is talk about big movers and shakers, meaning that when it comes down to injuries and what you guys have seen, what has moved the lines the largest amount, have there been any kind of injuries or suspensions, i.e. Von Miller, that have really already moved some of the week 1 lines?
Well, what we've seen as far as futures are concerned, this is the first time we haven't seen the Broncos listed as the favorite to win the Super Bowl. They've fallen a little bit from about plus 650 all down to 7-1. The 49ers, for the first time this offseason, are now in that prohibitive favorite territory. But the difference between the Niners, Broncos, Seahawks, and Patriots all atop that list, real negligible there. And I think you look at some of those teams, the Broncos flawed for my dollars, the Patriots flawed. I think the Seahawks and 49ers make sense to be up there, but a little more skeptical on those other teams. You look at some of the week 1 numbers, the biggest surprise move has been St. Louis, who was a 6-point favorite when those numbers opened against the Rams, and now we're seeing St. Louis down to 4.5. But you have to give the Rams full marks for the way they played defensively against Denver yesterday, and I think people starting to get a little too excited about the Cardinals. It's still a porous offensive line, and it's still Carson Palmer circa 2013, not 2004.
And it got even worse with Cooper, the first-round draft pick, breaking his leg yesterday and probably going to be out for the season. So that's going to be even worse. We'll start right there. NFC West. Obviously, you talked about the 49ers being the favorite, but Russell Wilson's sophomore season, over and under wins for Seattle right now.
You're looking at Seattle's number at 10.5, right there with the 49ers, depending on where you look in that same 10.5-11 range. So interesting when you try and figure out how some of the money is going to come in on these win totals. Seattle and San Francisco were set high for a reason, and they haven't attracted a lot of attention from some of the professionals. But you look at a handful of the other win totals, there's been some money that's come in on Philadelphia under, despite some decent results so far in the preseason, a lot of skepticism how that defense will hold up. We've seen a slight move on the Rams. They were 7.5 shaded to the under, and that number has moved about 40 or 50 cents. But the teams that have taken a ton of under money, and rightfully so, the Oakland Raiders and the New York Jets. Oakland's win total opened at 5.5, and that's moved about 75, 80 cents. I can't imagine you'd want to go into the season with a regular season win total knowing Terrell Pryor or Matt Flynn was going to be the one to take you to the promised land.
But Terrell Pryor changed his number to 2.
Terrell Pryor better be looking over his shoulder if he gets the starting nod this year. I have to imagine Oakland would go after a quarterback with that first overall pick, which I haven't pegged for in 2014.
That was the question I was about to ask. Give us the top odds for who winds up with winning the Clowney sweepstakes.
I think Oakland probably has to be the front runner right now to finish dead last in the NFL. The interesting part, though, is would they draft Jadeveon Clowney number 1 overall if they had such a demonstrated need for a quarterback, or would they go in a different direction looking at a guy like Aaron Murray potentially, or someone else along that framework? I think when you look at the other teams that'll be down there with them, Jacksonville looks to be in pretty dire straits, but I was surprised to see them go with Blaine Gabbert. I thought Chad Henne gave them a much better chance. But the Jets, I mean, their win total 6.5, a little bit higher than those other teams. Just don't know where they get the points. Defensively, they haven't impressed me. And Geno Smith throwing 3 picks in the first half of a preseason game, yeah, that's not going to get it done when you start playing for keeps.
But he stepped out of the end zone, too.
He did. It almost cost me my preseason cover there until I needed Matt Sims with that Herculean-type drive late in the game.
As we go back to the college game, you mentioned next week the first slate of games, and obviously we're all salivating over it. But let's take the bigger picture, national title. Anybody closed the gap on Alabama? And then for the Heisman fun and consideration, how deep an underdog is Johnny Manziel now?
Well, when you look at the overall numbers for the national championship, Alabama is still in that prohibitive favorite territory, right around 5-2 to take home the hardware. Interesting, though, this time last year we were talking about USC and Matt Barkley thinking they were going to get there and we should just pencil them into the national championship. How funny things become when you start playing for real. Ohio State and Oregon, the other two teams right there along with them, still in that single-digit range, and then you drop off to the likes of a Louisville, LSU, and Georgia. As far as the Heisman's concerned, Johnny Manziel's numbers have fallen off. When you look at him being a 5 or 6 to 1 favorite when those prices open, he's now anywhere in that 12 to 15 range. It was real interesting, though. Had a chance to talk to some of the offshore sports books, since they do book the Heisman, unlike the guys here in Vegas. They can't take any money on Aaron Murray, which I found fascinating. Taj Boyd not seeing a lot of attention. Teddy Bridgewater has been the biggest mover for them. He opened at 18-1 all the way down to 7, and they said they stand to lose quite a bit of money if Bridgewater wins the Heisman Trophy.
All right, Todd, we want to know, give us the best slate of games as far as what? I know LSU, TCU, what's the spread of that game, and then Alabama versus Virginia Tech?
You're looking at Alabama right now anywhere from an 18.5-point favorite all the way up to 20, depending on where you're playing. So they're awfully pricey, and especially when you factor in that 45.5 on an over-under. Doesn't bode well for Logan Thomas, at least in the eyes of the odds makers. Georgia-Clemson, one of the other marquee matchups. Georgia, a 1.5-point favorite. One of the highest totals on the board with those two elite quarterbacks. Over-under set at 72. LSU, a 4-point favorite for their tilt against TCU in Jerry's World. That over-under set at 50.5. But, guys, the one game to watch Thursday night that I think will be sneaky good, South Carolina, an 11-point favorite against North Carolina. Don't sleep on Larry Fedora's team. Bryn Renner is going to do a lot of big things this year, and they're actually my dark horse to compete for an ACC title.
Yeah, the battle of South and North for Carolina on Thursday night is going to be a fun game. Todd, as always, thanks. Folks, make sure you're following him, @ Todd Furman. We'll talk to you next week, Todd.
Always a pleasure, guys. Enjoy the games.
Bye, buddy.